Hello and welcome to Punta Vista, episode 313. I am Ben, and I am here in the movie Reverse Ratatouille. With me is Andrew, who is being reverse ratatouille'd. Hi, Andrew.
I guess it's almost time for me to start pulling this rat's hair.
I assume that's what a reverse ratatouille is.
I mean, I've been trying for a while. This is the sixth rat I have attempted to ride. I have killed the other five rats instantly when I have hopped on board. I cannot find a chef's hat big enough.
So, in Ratatouille, there is a rat who has a passion for cooking, which
Anyone
is unusual for a rat. So, in a reverse ratatouille, it would be a human that has a passion for finding bits of trash on the ground and eating it.
Oh, okay.
And a rat that's not naturally very good at it. And then that human is secretly pulling on the hairs on the head of that rat.
There's a lot of circumstances coming up where the rat has to hurriedly say to the human, "Get out of my little rat apartment. My family's coming through the door," and then a family comes through the door and say, "Where'd you get all this delicious, stinky garbage from?
Yeah.
You're no good at it usually." He says, "Oh, yeah. I guess I've really picked it up lately," he says, pulling the kitchen, the beaded curtain closed to obscure a gigantic sneaker.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think that's all. That's improv, baby. We've done it. That's a comedy podcast. Also with us as a character who somehow fits into the plot of whatever Reverse Ratatouille is, podcaster, lover of film, celebrated bon vivant, certified handsome boy, it's Alexi Taliopoulos.
Wow. Hello. And thank you for finally acknowledging me as one of the great bon vivants.
I feel like of all the people I know, you suit that the most.
Thank you. I do have a certain lust for life, if you will.
You do. Oh. That's very true. A certain joie de vivre.
A certain je ne sais quoi, if you will. Oui. You know, you don't meet many people that love life as much as I do.
I know a lot of people with depression, so yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't count me amongst those. I'm one of the people that has a clean mental health and I really love life.
We should celebrate those people more, I think. You know, these days, everyone's always trying to be like, "I have this, I have that." What about regular folks who have nothing?
Exactly.
God, I have a good relationship with my parents.
You know? Oh, okay, well, maybe I don't fit in. Maybe I don't fit in then. Yes, you know, I love my mother. I'm a mummy's boy. I probably have some sort of Oedipal syndrome, if you will.
We're so far 3 minutes into the podcast and you've admitted that on tape. Yes. Fantastic.
All right, wrap it up. We got what we need. Let's go.
That's one of those classic stings.
Shit. They got to admit to it that I love my mummy.
Yep. This has been organized by your friends and family. It's something of a therapy session.
Okay, this will be airing on a current affair this week.
They've just started coming into the room now. Okay, I know what's going on.
Well, thank you. It was lovely having you. We've asked you to join us because you're... Well, this is kind of selfish on my part. This is adjacent business to the podcast. But I have a movie festival coming up that you're part of. You're coming up to Brisbane for both.
I am coming up to Brisbane for both, and it is one of my greatest honors. I'm genuinely so freaking excited because it's very rare to get to celebrate Goo cinema. I've been celebrating cinema most of my life, and not once have I been asked to talk about the gooeyest movies ever, and finally I get to.
Often the movies you see are suspiciously dry, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Look at all these characters. Maybe someone gets a little sweat, but it's not moist enough for me.
I love a soppy cinema. I love soppy cinema. So finally we get to do it.
Yeah, this is going to be a wet, wet fortnight. that is what we promise the customer. This is very exciting for us because last year, which was the first year that we did Bolf, you know, it had all of the features of a film festival in that it was a program of movies played in a short amount of time.
Yes. But
we didn't really...
Big tick from me. I go, that's a film festival.
Yeah, we got the fundamentals down, but we didn't get to do the sort of the other stuff you do with a film festival. And this year we're like, oh, we should probably get like guests and stuff. And then all of us, the four of us who organized this thing, looking each other dead in the eyes, all just said Alexi at the same time. The original Mr. Movies. We had to get him to come up.
I'm so excited to be a guest of the fest.
It's going to be, very silly, I think. I'm very, very excited.
And we're going to have Richard Brophy, the director of Body Melt, one of the gooeyest films ever made in this country. Not known for goo cinema. Australia's not known for goo cinema. No, we have one more. Did I say his name wrong just then, didn't I?
It's Philip Brophy, I believe.
What did I say?
Yeah. Richard, I think. Yeah.
That's my dad's name. I think I do have a problem with my parents.
Yeah. There we go. All right, we should keep the tape rolling for a little bit longer.
Oh, God, no. I'm gonna start calling him dad during the Q&A.
I'm still kind of mystified that you can just, like, you can email people and be like, hey, you made a movie 20 or so years ago.
Yeah.
Do you want to come talk about it at, like, the stupidest film festival that's ever existed, with a name that's hard to say on purpose as a joke? And they'll just be like, oh, yeah, that sounds nice. It's fucking insane.
The Bolf from the creators of Bunta Vista.
Yeah, that's right.
The first filmmaker I ever emailed when I was in film school, and it was only to express gratitude. I was like, thank you for making stuff that influenced me, that eventually led me to the path to going to film school, was the guy that made the TV show Plasmo.
Motherfucker, I've been trying to get an email back from him for 2 years.
Oh, really? He emailed me back, but this was like 10 years ago or something. He emailed me back.
I was I was just trying to get permission for a screening, and could not get onto him. I tried through so many different fucking channels. The man's a digital ghost.
Wow.
He's nowhere.
I'll see if I can find my old reply, and I'll just be like, hey, just picking this up, mate.
picking the thread back up. Just while I've got you.
Yeah. He's been waiting for another reply from me for probably 10 and a half years.
Now, for non-Australian listeners, Plasmo was a children's television show about some space aliens, one of which had a big pussy for a face.
Yes.
And a plasticine.
Yeah.
Plasticine and pussy-faced aliens.
Yes.
An extremely yonic character. One of the most yonic creatures ever made.
It's so, like, it's just, like, obviously he was like an experimental sort of stop-motion filmmaker who decided that the best avenue for that outlet was pitching a children's TV show to the ABC. But it's tinged with unbelievable sadness. Like, every episode, it's all about they're in this, like, wrecked, dying world. They're all, like, lost their families and shit. Everyone's just, very odd.
And I'm watching it as a little boy laughing my ass off, thinking this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Watching them do all their slapstick antics while he's, like, telling a story about growing up in an isolation chamber and never feeling the touch of his family or whatever. It's a very strange show. But, of course, these days, kids aren't interested in depressing claymation experimental series. They're interested in stuff that's on TikTok. It's time for TikTok Watch. This is professional broadcasting at its finest. I want to apologize in advance for this story because I don't think it fits in our usual brief of news, but I read this article and I just thought, hey, here's something we need to talk about.
Here, finally, something important, he said.
That's right.
This comes to us from Parade Magazine. The O method is an NSFW way to manifest your dreams. I was hoping to manifest some stuff, but, like, in a hornier way. vision boarding is not horny enough for me. Or the way I do it is too horny, either of them. I can't show you the vision board. It's disgusting. Manifestation is all the rage right now.
Of course. Yep. I've always said that, but only right now.
Not a lot of evidence for that claim. From TikTok trends like Lucky Girl Syndrome to the Whisper Method, everyone wants to create a little luck for themselves. And one not suitable for work trend has left some people feeling hot and bothered. The O Method is a sex magic, with a K,
Sex magic.
Yeah.
A sex magic manifestation ritual that taps these into are the dark power. Arts.
Yeah, this is the stuff that you won't dabble in at all, right?
No.
Flies in the face of God.
No. This is an evil form of magic that I know Anthony Kiedis is very adept in, but I dare not tread this path.
This podcast endorses the use of white magic, you know, healing magic, yes. things of that nature, the natural magic of druids, sex magic.
No.
It's a step too far.
Despicable stuff, mate.
Yeah.
So it is a sex magic manifestation ritual that taps into the power of climaxing. Yes, you heard that right. I wasn't questioning. I didn't hear it. I read it in your magazine.
Yeah, I love when an article tells me that.
Yes, you heard it in your internal monologue as you're reading this. Probably in your own voice, by the way.
Experts say...
Whoa, okay. I thought there were going to be sexperts involved in this one. No. But it's regular experts.
They got their best boffins on this. Experts say that you can harness the high vibrations of an orgasm to enchant your manifestations. Going straight to hell.
Oh, my God. So when you're about to, how do you put it, bust a nut, you have to think about the thing that you want most in this world and then it will happen.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. The O method helps you speak or scream what you want into existence. So don't think it. Blast it out there into the universe.
Yeah, it has a verbal component if we're describing it as a Dungeons & Dragons spell. Although I guess also a somatic component because you have to masturbate.
Yes.
Wow. But you know,
you are aligning.
If I think back to moments of climax in my life, usually in those moments, my one true wish is to experience the climax.
Yeah.
So I guess that this is real because a lot of the times I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels so nice. And that's what
happening.
I want.
I'm having an orgasm.
Oh, it's true. He is. Gosh.
I love the thought of thinking back over the moments of climax in your life. Like, imagine that you're an older gentleman sitting by the French Riviera and then just sort of letting your thoughts drift over your moments of climax you've experienced in your life.
It's the guy in Cinema Paradiso watching all those clips of people kissing, but it's just him going, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I think generally, though, when it comes to moments of climax, I'm not remembering anything because I'm generally thinking absolutely nothing at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
You're experiencing mindfulness.
What was I trying to achieve this week? I should be yelling about that right now.
You're feeling perfect presence. You're just like, I'm in this moment right now.
Exactly.
One moment where I feel connected to the world, that I'm not hampered by tiny screens all over me.
Well, I mean, honestly, how frequently is any of us moments away from busting a nut and saying to ourselves, now what did I have on? What goals was I trying to achieve? There's something I should be speaking into existence right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't give yourself a job to do.
No.
As part of this. You've already got something on. You don't be like, oh, fuck, I've got homework to do while I'm coming.
And to be honest, I actually think it's going to interfere with the execution of the orgasm, if I have to like get a little piece of paper out and unfold it and go, oh, here's what I wrote down earlier to manifest.
Yeah.
Getting ready to scream it in five.
Better dividends on my various investments.
I think this is perhaps a technique for people that have singular goals in life where their mind is always on that goal and achieving that goal. So in these moments of pure bliss that comes alongside an orgasm, their mind is completely clear. Their focus returns to that goal and they scream with renewed effort, oh, yeah, I'd love to own a house one day.
It's very funny to me to imagine someone that has like, I'm just not a particularly ambitious person, that like I don't have any strong enough goals in my life that I feel like I need to be using magic to achieve them.
Yeah.
Like everything that, the nice things I want in life are like, if it happens, that's a freebie. I'm not that dogged about achieving the things that I want.
I think you owe it to Bunta Vista to scream number one on iTunes next time. You bust.
And not in like a weird small country, yeah, like Australia.
Specifically Australia.
Yeah.
Number one on the comedy podcast charts, Australia, Apple podcast. Oh, it's too late.
Oh, no. It dribbled out at the end. No.
Yeah, I think you're really going to... See, this is the problem. You're really going to want to like focus up that goal beforehand because it can't be like a few sentences.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
You can't be getting too specific.
You need to do the thing from Inception where you get to the kernel of the idea in its rawest form.
The guy who made Plasmo responds to my email within the next 14 to... Oh.
I used the form on his website and everything. I just thought it would work.
Now, this might sound too good to be true, but you know what they say, probably the aforementioned experts. Don't knock it until you try it.
Very convincing argument. Mm. It might sound made up, but give it a go.
Yes. The O method is a manifestation technique that uses the law of attraction, sex magic, and orgasms to attract your desires. In sex magic, orgasms are said to be, just throw that one out there,
yep,
said to be one of the most powerful tools for manifesting your desires. The idea behind the O method is that you can tap into the creative power of the cosmos by timing your manifestations with a moment of pure pleasure. You can cast a number of spells using sex magic, but remember that consent is required in all aspects of intimacy.
Okay. I mean, yes, that's obviously true, but also it seems weird to just randomly throw that part into that sentence.
Well, I kind of feel like there's two possible implications there. I don't want to go down one of those roads, but the other is, does the person you're fucking at the time, unless this is a self-generated orgasm,
Do they also need to consent to the
nature of the spell that you are casting?
Wow, okay. Yes.
Whoa, I didn't consent to you being number one on the Australian podcast comedy charts on Apple Podcasts.
Or I didn't consent to being around magic or the practice of witchcraft, I don't brook with. Yeah. Mm.
Especially to find out it's sex magic. In the moment, I would be livid. Yeah. I would be livid to be known that I'm part of sex magic. No, I might no longer
be able to get into heaven now because of what you've done. You really fucked things up for me.
If you were doing earth magic while we were having sex, that'd be one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But sex magic?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Exactly. Oh, you're communing with wild spirits the whole time? Okay, fine. Oh, you were practicing sex magic? Get the fuck out of my house.
I only agreed to suck you off, Aleister Crowley. I did not think you were going to bring me into your sick and twisted occultist games.
You can't use magic to force someone to fall in love with you, so stop trying.
Yeah.
We suggest using the O method when you're having solo fun.
Okay.
Or when you're having, or to try it with a trusted partner, like Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
Notoriously trustworthy Aleister Crowley.
So this is exclusively for sorcerers and their apprentices, I would say, that are in that kind of relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of it, like, you know, obviously a bit problematic. The power dynamic isn't great there. Mickey. Mickey, I need to talk to you in my chambers. if you've seen a viral video about the O method lately, and I'm sure we all have.
Yeah.
This method makes your dreams come true.
Next time you bust a nut, you can thank TikToker Sarah Pearl at Hot High Priestess.
Thank you, Sarah Pearl.
Wow.
Pearl made a video in September 2022 sharing all the dirty details behind the method, explaining, quote, "When you're having fun alone or with someone else, at the very peak, you will be vibrating at a very high level." True.
Yeah.
Oh, my vibrations are off the chart at that point, generally speaking.
That's usually the last thing I say, like, oh my gosh, I'm vibrating at such an immense level.
I could not be vibrating at a higher level right now.
Oh, look at my hand right now. Look at how much I'm fucking vibrating.
According to Pearl, this is probably one of the experts that we were referring to before. According to Pearl, and that's Pearl like the knitting, not like the thing that comes out of
a clam,
an oyster, a clam,
yeah. Yeah. Or like the programming language or scripting language. Yeah.
So according to Pearl, the energy created when you orgasm is so powerful that it has the potential to open a portal in the universe to align your manifestations.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this has taken it to like a whole new sort of sci-fi concept level for me, where before I thought it was just like vibes-based, you know, the universe will help you out. The universe loves us all.
I have noticed spinning vortexes opening up during my times of climax.
Yeah, you've been sort of Donnie Darko'd.
Yeah. Babe, do you see that bright blue light shooting up into the sky, or is it just me?
And they're like, no, I never see it when I'm with you, but when I'm having my single alone fun time, yeah, maybe I see them.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw the portal too. It was great. It was great for me when I saw the portal, yeah.
Oh, wow, a portal is opening up. I promise you right now in this moment I see a portal.
That bit in Donnie Darko where Frank asks him if he's ever seen a portal. He's teasing him about whether he's ever had an orgasm. You ever seen a portal? No, I don't think you have.
You hate to hear your partner say, can you use that portal to manifest an orgasm for me also? I don't like the idea of, opening a portal in the universe and maybe something you don't want to come through comes through. Yeah. You know, I feel like we're messing with dangerous sex magics.
Well, exactly. You know, there's really two ways it could go. It could be like a Doom situation where you open a portal to hell, which is not good. Or it could be a Hellboy situation and you get a Hellboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, more likely these days, it will be a couple of Spider-Mans coming out of it.
Yeah. That's
a lot of that happening.
Unfortunately, it will be a Spider-Man summoning situation.
Fuck, it's 12 more Spider-Man.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, brother, Tobey Maguire's hanging out in my post-orgasm stench.
I just saw a little article before with, you know, the extremely hated CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, David Zaslav.
One of my heroes. He loves movies. That guy helps make movies, so I respect the heck out of him.
But yes, I just saw a thing of him saying, hey, we've really been underusing the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings properties.
Oh my god.
That's not what you want to hear.
That's a guy about to merge universes.
Yep, yep. Let's get some Spider-Man in there. Oh, I don't need
that. I love movie executive brains so much.
And it's like, you hear more about them more every day. You're like, what? I didn't even know this guy existed and now I know like he's evil? It's like, what the hell's going on?
He should just be minding his business, like I assume they did in the 80s.
I think they should just let directors come to them and say, hello, I would like to make an interesting film. And they go, wonderful. Here's $100 million. Mm-hmm. Good luck out there. Don't tell them what to make. Don't say no to some of their stuff.
Yeah, that's... Well, I think you have your wish. I think you know. When you wish upon a star...
Yeah, I think we're establishing a method right now for those directors to find success.
That's right.
Exactly. I want to hear Vincenzo Natali about to bust a nut and go, I'm finally going to make my cyber movie.
Werner Herzog using sex magic is such a wonderful mental image. One more movie, please.
So, Ms. Pearl suggests using this trick to attract love, but many users shared in the comment they'd seen success using the O method to manifest money.
Money.
Success and new opportunities. Ooh, one opportunity, please.
Wow. Money, success, and new opportunities is such a fun combo of things to me because they all sort of sound like they're describing the same thing a little bit. They sound very business-oriented to me.
Yeah, this bums me out because it really makes me picture people fucking people who post a lot on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know?
That's where you go to get laid. LinkedIn is one of the most sick hives on the internet for getting laid. But I also like the idea of someone like, you know, thinking, going, instead of being so selfish about money, going like, they desperately want critical acclaim. Like, I want to be lauded by my peers.
I want people to like my stuff more.
Having sex and not being able to stop thinking about how you need to manifest like 2,000 likes and shares. Oh, I want
More market penetration and customer reach.
Yep. About to bust and saying, oh, please let a C-level executive at Amazon share my post.
This like combination of woo-woo shit with like business hustle stuff is so upsetting. There's a this I think it's like a I don't even know what they call themselves, like a spiritual guidance place or whatever near the bar that I work. And on their little sandwich board A-frame thing out the front, one of their line items is like exploring the divine feminine and financial success. Like that's a one statement where you're like, those two things don't, what are you trying to do there? I don't know. It's such a weird mix of like, yes, we're all Mother Nature. We're all on this earth. The feminine is divine. And also, let's get that paper.
Wow. Wait, what kind of business is this?
I don't know. I think they offer like weird financial advice, but also spiritual advice. I've had a hard time trying to figure out what it is.
That's a winning combo right there, isn't it?
Crap.
Yeah.
There's no way you can lose with those two merged together.
That's right. The big two.
I feel like every time there's a merging spiritual and financial interests, it often results in like, and you should give me most of that money, perhaps? Yes. Yeah, that'd really sort out your spiritual stuff. We can both win here. So the O Method ritual harnesses your sacral energy, the chakra fueling your creativity, pleasure, and sexual gratification. You can use the O Method to manifest any of your dreams and desires. But it's best used to attract love or deepen existing relationships.
See, that's
nice. You just told me that I can't use it to make someone fall in love with me, but then you're going to tell me I can manifest any of my desires and use it to attract love.
Well, I think I'll defend them on this one. I think they're making the distinction between opening the universe to bring love towards you versus picking one person and then using evil sex magic to trick them into falling in love with you.
I'm using my orgasm to open a portal and attract a Spider-Man directly to me, and we may or may not fall in love.
That's right.
I would also say, you know, one of the terms used to describe coitus itself is making love. So perhaps that's all they mean is like you are, in fact, making love, regardless.
Generating love.
Yeah, regardless. Maybe that's what the vibrations are. I'm starting to find a lot of beauty in this article.
So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your spells, like we all are, the O Method might do the trick. The O Method works best when you act as though you already have what you want. Okay. Noted.
Yep.
Hey, I'm number one on the Apple Comedy Australia podcast chart.
We're all number one on the Australian iTunes Apple Comedy podcast charts.
So before you get freaky in the sheets, choose a clear intention you'd like to focus on and work to visualize it. If you're having trouble seeing anything in your mind's eye, try writing a manifestation letter to yourself and sleeping with it under your pillow.
A manifesto.
A few nights of dreaming about your desired outcome will help you focus during the big moment.
Wow. That's exciting because you know, a lot of people sleep with like a gun under their pillow as a dangerous item, but I would say a manifesto is one of the most dangerous items to have hidden under your pillow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
And when I say a lot of people sleep with a gun under their pillow, not anyone I know, I don't think.
Yeah, things are a little different down in Sydney.
The O Method is all about using pleasure to attract more pleasure. Nothing gives me more pleasure than when a C-level executive shares my post.
That's right.
If you want to make the most of your sex magic with a C manifestation, okay, a little inconsistent here.
Yeah.
A well-staged scene can help get you in the mood. Start by lighting your favorite candles and putting on some steamy music. What kind of wet music are we putting on, fellas?
Yeah, what springs to mind? Well, steamy music wise.
Steamy music, probably, you know, like a Luther Vandross or something. I think he's known for setting moods of a certain aura, you know?
You know how it's like it's a trope in movies that if someone's like trying to have sex, they put on Barry White. Do you think people are still doing that? I hope. God, I hope they are.
I hate to admit something personal on a podcast, but when I was a young fella, new to the game of sex magic, if you will, I did put on, God, this is so fucking embarrassing to say. I did put on a Marvin Gaye album, And it was too much. It was like, this is, I feel like a 40-year-old man.
I mean, Marvin Gaye is amazing, but yeah, it's a little, you can see the artifice of what you're doing by choosing that, I think, a little too much. It has to be more casual.
He's like narrating it too much. He's saying, let's get it on. I'm like, okay, I'm trying, brother. Just give me a break. I'm trying, mate.
Step off. I'm taking it slow.
The second verse in which Marvin Gaye says, you're supposed to have it on by now.
Yeah. He's like, okay, what's going on, mate? Nothing's, what's happening? We don't know what's going on right now.
Why is it taking so long to get it on? I agree with this. However, I feel like we've really moved past that for wet music. A lot of contemporary rap is getting to a point where it makes me go, huh? Excuse me? It's starting to make me react like an old guy.
I have some horrible news about why that might be.
Hear me out. We've got Let's Get It On, you know, Barry White. I wanna make love to you, you know.
Yes.
It's pretty Boys to Men from back in my day. I'll make love to you like you want me to. Mm-hmm. I'll hold you tight all through the night, right? That's pretty steamy stuff. I heard a song the other day called Slut Him Out by Baby Tate.
Yeah.
Which opens, I'm trying to slut this beep out, slut him out, gargle on his kids, then spit him in his mouth.
Oh my lord.
I told him, slurp me up like spaghetti. He thought he was a freak till he met me. I'm finna show him what it's about. And it gets pretty wet from there, you know.
My God, that's already quite sloppy. That's my gosh. And you're telling me a baby wrote this song?
Hot like a sauna, slipping out the condom. Like Barry White wasn't saying that. That's all I'm saying.
But I would love to have heard him say stuff like that. I would love to have heard it.
Imagine Barry White just talking about dripping, soaking wet, you know? So look, I would say that's probably the steamier music you could get a hold of these days.
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily setting this. It's not setting the same sort of mood.
Not for you, going for. I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I'm old as well.
I guess this guy likes dry stuff.
You know? Yeah. Nothing but panpipes in this household.
And then also, of course, we're all meant to be lighting our favorite candles. So top five candles, Alexi, go.
Wow, okay. I actually do have answers for this. I'm that great fella. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a brand of candles I love. They are a Greek-Australian brand called Thematikos, and they make beautiful scents. The one that I'm currently burning is it smells of Athens. It smells of Athens is what it's called. It's called Athens.
Now I have not been to Athens, so I'm not familiar with the smell.
I've not been back to Athens for a long time, since I was a little boy, and I tell you, when I burn this wick, I am remembering my childhood on the streets of Athens. I'm transported back in my mind as if some sort of sick magic is being performed on me. It uses auras of olive oil, orange peel, thyme, jasmine, night elm, white flower, musk, Livani, and vanilla. And that, to me, is the exact personality of Athens. They also make one called cinema, which just smells like popcorn.
That seems less high concept than the first one.
It sounds suspiciously like you have been doing a ritual where you've been opening a portal and transporting yourself to Athens.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I Candle do come magic. Back as a Spider-Man when I go through it. I'm dressed as a Spider-Man.
Coming back through the portal, taking the Spider-Man outfit off, throwing it onto a pile of Spider-Man outfits in the corner.
I'll
run them down to the bin. When it's bin night, I'll put some of the Spider-Man outfits in everybody's bin out on the street. I can't get them all into my bin.
Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s.
I gotta stop lighting this candle.
Back in the 80s and 90s, you go through a portal, you come out the other side completely butt-ass Schwarzenegger naked. Now you go through the portal, you're putting a Spider-Man onesie on.
That's it.
That's the difference between back in the day and now. And that is what I'm going to be doing on my next stand-up tour. Talking about the portals back in the day and portals now and how different they are.
It's mostly Spider-Man gear.
Yeah. Back in my day, you go in a pool, you come out a sweaty, naked mess, and you have to beat up a punk to get your clothes back on.
That's it.
Now, kids coming through, yeah, they're dressed up as a freaking Avenger. Disgusting stuff, mate.
Yeah, they're not down on one knee with both fists on the ground. They're just kind of flipping out of there. It's disrespectful. They're not honoring the portal.
What if he had come out of the portal somewhere that wasn't anywhere near some cool guys?
Yeah.
That would have sucked. He was that dressed like a dweeb.
It's a great
movie.
Sketch premise. That's a great sketch premise. If he has to beat up a nerd and he's just wearing big, thick black rim glasses and kind of, I guess, a button down shirt with short sleeves and a pencil protector for his pocket. Greasy hair. Yuck. Classic nerd. No, thank you.
Just doing the rest of the movie like that.
Yeah, he's wearing like a Legend of Zelda t-shirt, beating up dudes.
Oh my god, he's appeared inside a Zing.
Appears in an EB Games or a Zing, yeah. Oh no. Shirt is so tight on him. The O method can be performed solo or with a partner, so as long as everyone is down to make some magic. To try O method, start by engaging in foreplay as usual.
As usual.
Do either of you know what that is? Foreplay. Never seen that word before. Yeah, Homer in the childcare class. Foreplay. Remember, the real magic happens during the moment of climax. So be present in the moment and don't be afraid to enjoy yourself while things start heating up. Fellas, are either of you afraid of enjoying yourselves?
No.
Yeah, sometimes I have that fear, but usually I can push through it.
It's getting scared, shaking. Yeah.
Oh, God. I think I'm about to have a really good time. Gosh.
Honey, why are you flinching? Why do you keep flinching?
Sorry. I was thinking about having fun, so sorry.
Then, as you climax, hold in the feeling of your desires before releasing it all to the universe. We know what you're thinking again.
Oh my god, this is one of the most smart articles. He knows what I'm thinking.
Like
he knows I'm thinking about trying to reach out to the plasma guy one more time.
Well, good news. They know what you're thinking. And yes, multiple orgasms in a row can be used for the same intention, the plasma guy.
Multiples. This is a... Now we're dealing with dark magic. Multiples? Oh, no.
Well, it is more powerful to do it that way. But don't put too much pressure on yourself to perform. It's about the quality of the cosmic connection above all else.
That's what my partner's always said, so I'm glad it's being put in this article.
Yes. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's about the quality of the cosmic connection.
I swear, that's what it's about. Not the size of the dream. It's about the quality of it.
It's not about how many Spider-Men come through the portal. That just... Once you've done the deed, there's not much left to do. Continue living your life as if all your manifestations will come true. The O method will allow your desires to unfold in the most ideal timing. That's very considerate. So until then, enjoy your life and keep seeking out pleasure.
That's a wonderful little like, yeah. That's a lovely thing to say to people. I might incorporate that into my goodbyes to people.
Yeah, it's a great email signature.
Keep
that
seeking
at the
out
end.
Pleasure.
Ben, I think every time you hand a drink over to someone at the bar, from behind the bar, enjoy your life and keep seeking out pleasure.
Yeah, and I'll see you in 10 minutes when you come back for another
beer. Yeah, I was going to say, over the course of the evening, it gets progressively weirder as you're saying it to the same customer for the fifth and sixth time.
They come back and, yeah, pleasure sort. Give me some more, brother.
Yep. You're manifesting right now, bro. You're manifesting another beer. Sex magic might sound like something ripped straight out of the pages of a romance novel.
Wow.
Not to me, personally. I don't know what I'm more thinking like pirates or...
The most romantic thing there is.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like a when I think romance novel, I think a cover guy who looks like Fabio, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Gorgeous
lady
man.
In a bodice.
It's tearing his shirt apart. Yep.
And are either of them doing sex magic at that moment? Not in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
Magic is all about intention. It acts as a divine force, drawing you closer to your ideal reality and can help you open your heart to new experiences, like a seventh beer. If you're looking to add a little spice to your life, sex magic is a great way to harness the energy created during sex and use it to manifest your desires. It might sound like a lot of woo-woo nonsense.
No, not to me. No.
Weird that they've kind of enclosed woo-woo in two tildes.
Yeah, as if they're sort of putting a different intonation on it.
They're like, don't find me guilty. I'm not the one saying this. Someone else is.
Yeah.
It might sound to you, but not to me, like a lot of woo-woo nonsense. But experts say it's one of the most powerful rituals you can use to co-create with the universe.
That's such a fucking phenomenal sentence, start to finish. Might sound like a lot of woo-woo nonsense, but experts say it's one of the most powerful rituals. Oh, great. Well, tremendous. I thought it sounded like woo-woo nonsense. I didn't realize that experts say that's how you co-create with the universe.
With the universe.
So that's amazing. Yeah.
Wow. The universe is my collaborator, by the way. That's awesome. Oh,
that's also quite beautiful. Put that on a bumper sticker. The universe is my collaborator.
Put that on your LinkedIn post. Help you manifest, you know? Some people get their news from LinkedIn. It's true, and it's fucked up to do that. Some people also get their news from other fucked up places to get your news from, called tabloids in the UK. It's time for tabloid phenomenon.
Fist-headed man destroys church.
This comes to us from the Manchester Evening News. Not even one of the lives, Ben.
No. Yeah, although I think it's owned by the same group. They're all the same one website, basically.
Wow. So you can only log on in the evening?
That's right.
Yeah. That's crazy. Just what's going on at night time. When the sun begins to set, this is when this paper goes live, babe.
From the Manchester Evening News. Shoppers left stunned after supermarkets sell mince pies despite UK's heatwave.
Crazy.
Fucking me up, left reeling, just absolutely falling over, vomiting in the store. Riots. Shoppers have been left stunned after supermarkets started stocking mince pies and selection boxes, despite Britain basking in record temperatures. Some Tesco customers dubbed the chain's festive decision, quote, ridiculous. While one Scrooge said it forces people to spend more money at Christmas. What?
How?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the logic behind this one.
They got a different way of thinking over there. They got a completely different brain set than I do.
It's not good, is it?
It's really different. It's really, really different. I don't know how else to describe it politely. It's really, really different. But it's also... they do have a point. I think fruit mince pies are foul.
They're awful.
Disgusting flavor on those things. And no, I would even say horrendous texture. It's like you bite into the most crumbly biscuit and then inside you got the most the fruit flavor on those things it's not a real fruit. It's like...
No. Hey, are you after a treat? Can I put a bunch of orange peel in that for you? You want something tasty? Would you like some citrus rind piled into your little treat?
I think I was always really annoyed as a kid because they have the form factor of a party pie. Yes.
Yep.
So I was like, well, this would be fucking
fun
delicious.
Little pie.
Yeah. No.
And then you're like, oh, it's going to be, you know, that's sweet. So it's like, oh, it'll be like eating a tiny apple pie. What could be more pleasurable than that? Yeah. Yuck. And then it's like, you got to eat this thing. You're like, oh, it's immediately you have like a bitterness and a sourness to you. And they're also far too sweet. So I'm on the side of the evening sun, but I think we should go further. I think we should completely ban them at all times.
Yeah, don't have them at all. No point in the year.
Especially it's around Christmas time, a time to celebrate your family, Jesus, and all the things that are important in this world. And then what do? You eat the shittest little. Is it even a dessert? What do you call it? Is this dessert? Is it a snack?
I guess it's a snack. It's an item of confection, certainly.
Ugh.
Yeah, not a fan.
Well, I started Googling mince pie UK.
Mm.
And it autofilled with mince pie UK lore.
Whoa.
And I went, uh-oh. Okay. So just for your information, it was briefly illegal to eat a mince pie and other Christmas treats in the 1650s.
To eat them, not even to sell them? Like, to eat them was illegal?
Oliver Cromwell banned mince pies and other Christmas treats in the 1650s in order to tackle gluttony. The ban didn't survive for long, and the act of eating mince pies is now just a myth. I feel like people do still eat them, I guess. I don't know if that part's a myth.
Yeah.
But I'd argue, are they people? I think that's foul.
Monsters.
Yeah.
Strangers to me. Aliens.
Pictures from the supermarket Savile Street store in Sheffield show shelves full of Christmas puddings, mince pies, and panettone. Panettone? How are we doing that one?
I don't know.
I say panettone. Panettone.
Phew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually would love that year-round, panettones.
Yeah.
That's actually what I love about Christmas most is I can eat a panettone, no problem for breakfast. I toast it, put a bit of butter on it, and I'm like, my God, it truly is the festive season.
Have you ever done the panettone French toast?
Yes, guilty, caught me, I've done it.
That's good shit. The aisles are also stocked with Cadbury selection boxes, Lindt chocolate Santas, and boxes of celebrations and quality streets. And also in Manchester city centre with Tesco on Deansgate stocking the Christmas treat.
I think that having, like, specifying specific stores seems kind of odd. Like, they're chain supermarkets, they're on like a similar sort of stock system. It'll probably be happening at all of them if it's happening at one of them.
I don't think it's so much about a misunderstanding of the stock system as it is a subtle call for vigilante justice.
Oh, they're posting addresses.
The Tesco on Deansgate. Yeah. Yeah.
There is only 2 staff members at the store between the hours of 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Do with that what you will.
The Tesco across the street from Royal Chicken, down by the park.
There's a guy coming in. He's like, "Are you secretly stocking Santas on the counters? What you got? You got little Santas out here." This is like their call to arms, like freaking like Pizzagate. This is like UK's version of Pizzagate. They're gonna be getting angry fellas in there with shotguns, trying to get them to get rid of Santas and panettones.
You got a basement full of Santas. Let me down there. Firing off a couple of rounds from an ancient rifle.
We're barely into September, mate, and you're putting this shit on us freaking shelves.
A bunch of Manchestian candidates, you know, activating.
Yes.
Activating when they hear Tesco, Cadbury's selection box. Honey, where are you going? He's just picking up the biggest kitchen knife he can find. Blank face, storming out of the apartment. It comes just a day after the hottest day of the year was recorded on Thursday, when temperatures of 32.6 degrees Celsius were recorded in Wisley, Surrey. Another record loomed today as the heatwave continued, marking 6 consecutive September days above 30 degrees, beating 5 set in 1911.
So now they've just pivoted from a very silly story about people getting worked up about supermarkets to depressing news about how climate change is affecting the planet.
We might not make it to Christmas. Why don't we celebrate it now?
Yeah, eat those Santas. Because who knows if we'll ever get a chance to do it again.
Oh, me chuckies are melting.
Met Office forecasters are even suggesting 7 days in a row above 30 degrees for some areas ending on Sunday. One shopper in Sheffield called Amanda said she feels like shops putting out their Christmas stock is, quote,
making people worry more about the cost of living.
She said,
it's ridiculous. It's getting earlier each year and you're forced to feel the financial pressure already. We still have Halloween and Bonfire Night to think about.
Oh, wow. That's
so true.
What's Bonfire Night? Is that like Wicker Man? Do they still do that kind of stuff there?
Yeah. I think it's to make sure the harvest is good. What do you have to buy for Bonfire Night?
I don't know. You got to like buy some furniture to break up and throw in the bonfire, I guess.
Oh,
I burned all my old shit last year in Bonfire Night.
Is that the Guy Fawkes one? I think it's the Guy Fawkes one. I think they are burning the Wicker Man.
V for Vendetta.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. They got to shave their heads for Bonfire Night.
No, it is. They do have a big effigy man, don't they? My goodness. I got to say, I hope nobody ever burns a big effigy of me. That's when you know something's gone a little wrong.
Yeah. That's when podcasting goes too far.
Mm. I think you found your wish, mate. Lock it, load it.
Hold it in. Every time I bust a nut and nobody has burned an effigy of me that week, I can be like, it works. The system works.
You know it works. Now that is some DAC magic.
These guys love making a big bonfire. That's good old-fashioned fun. I'm looking at pictures of, like, fucking huge crowds. Unsettlingly big crowds.
This is crazy. This is how we all found out about a new holiday they have in England. It's, like, from an article about shelves being stocked with too much Christmas crap in September.
And I still don't fully understand how it factors in. Like, what do you have to think about Bonfire Night that it's occupying mental space you can't give to Christmas?
Wow.
Do you have to buy an effigy? Do you have to buy Guy Fawkes Night gifts for
maybe
your kids?
That's it. Like what? Maybe there's like other things that they have to have on shelves that's like, this is Guy Fawkes Night stuff. We've got little lints with like a little anonymous faces on them and stuff.
Yeah, mask budget doesn't allow for it.
I also am not quite threading the needle here, right, between this stuff being put on the shelves now, Christmas puddings, mince pies and such, and being forced to spend more money at Christmas? Like, just don't buy them now? Or are you meant to be buying them now and storing them away because they'll be more expensive at Christmas? I'm not really getting the logic of, like, this is forcing us to spend more money. They know that if we see mince pies, we just fucking buy them.
Yeah,
none
that's
kind of
what
stop
I'm thinking.
Ourselves.
Is that they think that just the more they see them, there's a small chance that they will purchase them. So the longer they're on the shelves, the more they're going to buy.
They know it's a compulsion.
Pick some up.
I have just gone down a little rabbit hole in these last moments because I was very curious if there was like, you know, treats that should be on sale during Bonfire Night. And I have found an answer. There is a treat called Bonfire Toffee, also known as Treacle Toffee, Plot Toffee, or Tom Trot, is a hard, brittle toffee associated with Halloween and Guy Fawkes Night, also known as Bonfire Night in the United Kingdom. The toffee tastes very strongly of black treacle, aka molasses, and cheap versions can be quite bitter. In Scotland, the treat is known as Clagham. And with less sweet versions known as clack. In Wales, it is known as Losandu or Taffy Triog. The flavor is similar to that of butterscotch, although it is a toffee and never a viscous liquid.
What? We spend so much time on this podcast shitting on Americans for being weird that it feels really nice to find like another example of the English just being absolute freaks. What are you talking about? You're setting a bunch of fires, then you're giving weird toffee to your kids? That's not a holiday. That's not anything.
Yum, more clack.
More clack, anyone? More clack?
Clack? Go on then, have some more clack.
I love clagum. Thanks, mother.
This clagum is brilliant. Thank you.
Quote.
The kids have still got back to school and they've already put them out. It's making people worry more because of the cost of living crisis. It feels like it's a way of getting us to spend more of Christmas.
To spend more of Christmas.
Yep. Hey, okay. You're making me spend some of my Christmas now in September.
Yeah.
I was saving that for Christmas.
That lady does have a point.
One frustrated shopper posted on social media.
Did someone say Christmas? Dear Tesco, they did not. Grrr.
Another said,
Christmas can piss off back to the middle of winter where it belongs.
Fucking get
Christmas to piss off is so funny.
That's so funny.
Piss off Christmas. Fuck off Halloween.
Go back to winter. I banish thee to winter.
You don't want to be sick of Christmas by the time you do see it, you know. Fucking here's Christmas again.
Yeah.
Forced to deal with you all September long. However, some people have praised the supermarket's decision, as it means they can avoid the, quote, last-minute rush on Christmas Eve. Ashley Chester of Leeds said,
Christmas can't come early enough for me. I'd have me tree up this weekend if me girlfriend had let me.
That's awesome. I love this guy. This is one of the great guys.
A classic Christmas psycho.
He's got a little man cave set up, put his Christmas trees in.
He's always currently got a nativity scene set up underneath his PS5. It's like, yeah, that's awesome, man.
This dude's about to bust, and he says,
oh, Tina lets me have the trees up for 4 months of the year.
September Christmas tree.
One person posted on Facebook,
I'm happy to buy early. Buy it or don't. Everything else you need is still there, so just walk on past if it's too early for you.
That's the most level-headed English person that has ever existed.
Yeah, immediately, like, blocked from the Manchester Live Facebook page.
This would be, like, a perfect, like, you know, Black Mirror episode where it's like, yeah, the government is making Christmas mandatory all year round, so you have to be happy all the time.
Yeah, they're watching you. If you're not smiling when you look at the Santas, you're out of there.
If you're not wishing someone a very Merry Christmas, you're going to fucking be put in the clink, mate. And there'll be no clack for you in the clink.
You could call the episode, Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas, or else.
Another clackless Christmas. It's very sad. Another said,
that's the idea. Start buying bits now rather than last minute rush on the 24th December.
I feel like there's a middle ground.
There's a middle between those. It's the
between
same as
September and like 2 hours before Christmas officially starts.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what we need, a government mandated official start to Christmas.
I think that technically might have been an episode of the podcast Punta Vista. Lexi, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. It was so much fun. It was great to find out about British people and sick and twisted dark arts known as magic orgasms.
Those are the two things that we talk about the most, so it's kind of perfect. You have a podcast. Well, for all I know, dozens of podcasts, but special features that you're doing with friend of the show, Cam James.
Cam James and I are back in the realm of podcasting. We're talking about popular culture, the past, the present, the future of pop culture on special features. But mainly we're just mucking around. It's a mucking around podcast.
Unlike this one, strictly business.
Yeah, so we've got two episodes a week at the moment. It's so fun. I love podcasting. It's one of my favorite hobbies. That's also one of my career paths.
It's so good that you can combine the two without it ruining it for you. That's lovely.
And of course, we got Bolf.
Yeah. So Bolf starts on the 22nd of September. Lexi, you're up here for the second weekend of Bolf, I believe. I think we've got you for Body Melt, as we said before, and for Reanimator.
Yes.
On Saturday the 30th, I want to say.
Yeah, I believe it is Saturday the 30th of September, and it'll be a wonderful double feature of two of the classic Goo movies, Reanimator and, of course, Body Melt. Two great films. Great, great films.
You can get tickets to Bolf stuff at bolf.com. Come hang out in the foyer and then inside the cinema while the movie is playing. That'd be the best place to be.
I will speak to you. If you approach me, I will speak to you.
That is part of the thing we stipulated in your contract. You must be convivial.
Yeah.
You must be gregarious.
If approached,
you must swan around.
If approached, you must interact. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'll interact.
Well, that's it from us. We'll see you perhaps in the bonus episodes if we're lucky. If not, we will see you next week or at Borf, whichever happens first. Bye.
Bye-bye.